I'm now reading Mark chapter 13. The first section is from verse 1 to verse 31. The heading is, Jesus talked about the way everything will finish up. Jesus and his followers left God's house and walked outside. One of them said, "Hey, teacher, look at these lovely buildings, and look at these big stones. This is a really good house that they made for God." Jesus said, "You see these lovely big buildings? One day, these buildings won't be here. Someone is going to knock them all down. They will be just a big pile of stones." Then Jesus and his followers went out of Jerusalem and sat down on the hill called Olive Trees. They could see God's house from there. Then Peter, James, John, and Andrew quietly asked Jesus, "When will somebody knock down that building? Will there be something to show us that it is going to happen soon?" Jesus said, "Look out. You have to be careful. Don't let anybody trick you. A lot of people will come and use my name and say, 'I am Christ, the special man God sent,' and they will trick a lot of people. You will hear stories about big fights, and someone might tell you stories about big fights that are going to happen later on. Don't let these stories frighten you. These fights will happen, but the world will not finish up yet. There will be a lot more fights. People from some tribes are going to fight against people from other tribes, and people from some other countries are going to get up and fight against people from other countries. And in lots of different places, the ground will shake in earthquakes, and sometimes there won't be any food. People will be really hungry. These bad things will happen. Then, after that, more big trouble will come. You know about women at the time that they have babies? At first, a woman has some pain, then later her pain gets really bad. The trouble I just told you about is like the first pain for a mother. Later on, the trouble will get really bad. You have to be careful and look after yourselves properly. You follow me, but people that don't like me will not like you. They will grab you and take you to court and bash you in public places. They will make you stand on trial in front of kings and government bosses. This will be your chance to tell everyone about me, so that people everywhere will hear about me. People in every tribe will hear the good news about me, and after that, this world will finish up. Yes, people will arrest you and take you to court, but don't worry about what you have to say to the judge. The Holy Spirit will give you the right words to say. So just say the words the Holy Spirit tells you to say. There will be so much trouble that people will fight their own families. Some brothers will help people catch their other brothers and kill them. And some fathers will do that to their own children. And some children will turn against their fathers and mothers and get people to kill them. Everybody will hate you because you follow me. But if you stay strong and don't give up, God will save you." Jesus kept talking, and anyone that reads this story has to try hard to understand what it means. Jesus said, "Someone is going to put a really bad thing inside God's house in Jerusalem. There is going to be a lot of trouble because it should not be there. When you see this happen, you mob that live in Judea have to get up quickly and run away to the hills. If you are outside your house, don't go back in to get anything. Or if you are in the bush, don't go back to your house to get something, not even your coat. Just run away quick. It will be hard for women that are pregnant and mothers with little kids at that time. You should pray and ask God not to let this trouble come at the time when the weather is bad and it is hard to go anywhere. This trouble will give people really bad pain. People have always had pain right from the beginning when God made everything. But their pain from this trouble will be at the worst. And after this hard time, nobody will have as much pain again. If God lets that trouble keep on going, everybody will die. But God has picked out some people, and he does not want them to die. So he will make this trouble time a bit short, so that they will not die. And if anyone says, 'We have found Christ, that special man from God,' here he is, don't believe them. Or if they say, there, he is over there, don't believe them. There will be a lot of people that will tell lies and say they are the special man from God called Christ, but they will be trying to trick you. Other people will tell lies and say they are speaking God's words, and they might do all kinds of clever things. These people will be thinking, maybe we can trick the people that God picked out for himself, but they can't really do that. So look out. I'm telling you about it now, so that when it happens later on, you can be ready for it. After that time of trouble, the sun will go dark and the moon will stop shining. The stars and the other powerful things in the sky will all shake about and fall out of the sky. That is all in God's book. Then everybody will see God's special man come back in the clouds. People will see that he is really strong, powerful, and shining really bright. Then he will send God's angel messengers out to every place all over the world and all across the sky to get those people that belong to God, the people he picked out for himself. The angels will bring all those people to God. Think about this. Whenever you see new leaves on a bush tucker tree, you know that hot weather time will come soon. Those new leaves show you that. It is the same with all these things that I tell you about now. They will show you something too. You will see these things happen, and you will know that I am really close up. I will come really soon. I tell you straight, all these things I talked about will happen while you mob here are still alive. Everything will finish up, the sky and the ground. Everything will finish up, but not my words. My words stay true forever. They will never finish up. The next section is from verse 32 to verse 37. The heading is, Stay Awake and Keep Watching Out. I'm telling you straight, nobody knows the time when God will do these things. Nobody knows what day or what time will be on the clock. God's angel messengers in heaven don't know. Even I don't know. My Father in heaven is the only one that knows. You don't know what time God will do these things, so you have to keep remembering everything I told you, like you have to stay awake and keep watching out. Listen to this story. A man left his house and went on a trip. He told his workmen to look after everything and do their own jobs. He told the guard that was at the gate to keep looking out to see him coming back. Those workmen didn't know what time the boss of that house was going to come home. He might come after the sun goes down, or he might come in the middle of the night. He might even come as the birds call out in the morning. You are like those workmen. You don't know what time I will come back here, and you have to be ready for me. So you have to keep watching out for me, like that guard at the gate has to keep looking out. Don't get slack and sleepy. I want to warn you, mob, and I want to warn everybody else too. Stay awake and keep watching.